We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is currently 7:16 on this Tuesday morning, September 21st, day 23 of Ida recovery. And we're talking about that fiery crash yesterday on the interstate. I retweeted it, the video of it, at TTuckerWWL. I would invite you to follow me on Twitter. And it's not the actual crash, but the aftermath. A cool front's coming through. Highs a day of 90, spotty storms, but then tomorrow, right in time, the autumnal equinox happens at 2:20 tomorrow afternoon, and that's going to coincide with the arrival of fall weather, with highs tomorrow only of 80, but then tomorrow night, Thursday morning, 54 North Shore, 64 South Shore, same for Friday and Saturday, temperatures going to be near 80, and warm and dry, and even through Monday, which is good news for the people of the hard-hit areas after Ida, especially Lafourche Parish. Archie Chasson joins us now, president of Lafourche Parish. How are you, Archie?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I think we're all looking forward to that shot of cooler weather, get things a little bit jazzed up down here.
And dry. For the love of God, dry. I can only imagine what these people are going through. You can't repair anything if water's pouring in, right?
Yeah, you know, we've been, I guess, unfortunate since the storm. We've had some pretty heavy downpours, and it's hampered not only people who are trying to dry in their homes and keep them dry, but it's hampered, you know, power line restoration, hampered debris pickup. It's hampered us cleaning up neighborhoods that had flooded that we're trying to get, you know, muck and mud out of, just like you see in Grand Island, Lafitte. So it's been a struggle, but hopefully this dry weather is going to take us through about a week of a good stretch and hopefully help us make some progress.
Before we run out of time, tell me what you want to mention today about Lafourche Parish, what you want the people of Lafourche Parish to know.
Yeah, so we started, we got word yesterday that FEMA had opened up a mission for actual long-term sheltering. So apparently fired up Friday last week, worked, and we've made some progress with them moving. So we've opened up our call center again, and we're taking, if you do need long-term sheltering, if you need a direct housing, a FEMA trailer, you know, a man camp. If you need someplace to stay, we've opened up our phone lines. That number is 985-537-7603. You can call. We need your name, your address that the home was damaged at, the number of people in your household, and if you're staying at a different location now, either with family and friends, a hotel, something like that, we need an address that we can contact you at in case we need to track you down for anything. That's going to be able to give us a good planning number. So when we go to FEMA or when we go to the governor's office and say, you know, I need 3,000 FEMA units, whether they be travel trailers, depending on the number of people in your household, or these direct housing module units, we have a correct number to go by. I don't want to order 10,000 if I only need 3,000. Mm-hmm. So we're working very hard with our residents. We got a bunch of phone calls yesterday when we released that information, and I'm sure the phone lines are going to ring again today. We're going to take down all
that information.
It's area code 985-537-7603. We have four ladies from our public works office that do various functions that are working the phone bank today. That I'll take down again. We need your name, the address of the home that was damaged, the number of people in your household, and the address at which you're staying now if you're not in the home that was damaged, and a good contact phone number so we can get a good hard count of who needs that sheltering.
I don't know if you saw CBS Evening News last night, but they did a piece on, I think it was some people in Golden Meadow that were having a hard time of it, running a generator to keep a refrigerator going, to keep some diabetes medicine, and it was like four women, I think, and a baby living in a trailer. In that situation, is this designed, and just using that as an example, designed to get them out of that trailer and get them into something a little safer and a little bit more stable?
Yeah, it is. And look, if anybody, our shelter is still open at the Little Rose Civic Center, so if anybody needs to get out of where they are right now, we have the ability to house your medication in a cold storage. We have the ability to bed you down, have showers and laundry facilities. We have a washer and dryer trailer there for people who are staying there. So that shelter is open at the Little Rose Civic Center, being operated by Red Cross. You can walk in there anytime and plug into that facility. But this program is going to be help people like that, to help the guy that I know we've talked about that works for us, who sleeps in one of our bridge houses every night because he lost his house. It's designed to get something in your driveway or something in some type of mobile home park or large, vast amount of property that we could set these trailers in to set you up so you can actually be close to your home and rebuild and get your place gutted or dried in or tarped or whatever we need to do in the meantime.
Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about unemployment in the parish with Port Fouchon and Oilfield, et cetera. And are people working? What are they doing without jobs and money, et cetera, about debris pickup and some other things? Archie Chasson is our guest, president of Lafourche Parish, getting our daily Ida recovery report on this day 23 of the recovery. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them in the 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to Archie Chasson, 985-537-7603. That's the number to call, and they'll take your name and address, number of people, and so forth, and that's if you are in an unlivable condition and you need long-term housing. Is that correct, Archie? 7:27 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish, about the Ida recovery. Let me get to a question here, Archie. It says, does the FEMA trailers help the people that were evicted from low-income housing, elderly apartments, being they don't own the land to place a trailer? Would they go to a man camp?
Yeah, so we would qualify those people and either put them in like an RV spot somewhere in one of the RV parks that we have identified, or in one of those man camps. So the HUD secretary was in New Orleans, what's today? So one day last week, probably Thursday or Friday, and met with some leaders over there. And HUD has a kind of a separate deal that they're working to find housing for their people. So if they are in one of those elderly apartments in a HUD-backed housing unit, we'll take that information as well, and we'll turn them over to HUD as well, see if we can help them.
What about Port Fouchon and oil industry and unemployment, and how much of a concern is that in the parish, Archie, with people either going back to work or being able to go back to work, being able to live in the area and go back to work? Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, so Port Fouchon, 9 days after the storm, was loading vessels back out to go offshore. Chet Chesson and the Port Commission and their harbor police and their tenants have been amazing. You know, a lot of those tenants are still on generator power. We're working very closely with those guys who are bringing in modular office units because their office setups were damaged in the port. But they're fully back operational. The Port Commission had some damage to their administrative building as well, so they're in a separate office. But they're fully operational, fully back up and running. Still a lot of work to do down there as far as cleanup goes, getting vessels back where they need to be that may be floated off. And still a lot of work to be done dredging the channel. You know, we get storms like this, it chokes up not only by Lafourche, but some of their slips. So working with the Corps and NOAA to have that proper depth back. And the cool thing about when we do projects like that is we beneficially use all of that material. So as we take it out of the channel, we pump it back into the marsh and recreate land around the port that helps to rebuild itself.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time and hang in there. God bless y'all. Let's hope the cool front will lift spirits a little bit, if nothing else. Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish. We're going to take a break. Come back. Right now it's time for WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.